God's blessing. And as I said in the beginning, the church at large is missing something so powerful that God has blessed us with, which is the ability to bless our children, our spouses, our fellow brother and sister. I show you throughout the course of these last few weeks that there were examples that the patriarchs have set for us to follow. And one of the examples was how Esau blessed Jacob. And that blessing is still working today, almost 4,000 years later. When God said that Esau would serve Jacob, that was outrageous because Esau was the firstborn. But God's promise was not on Esau, it was on Jacob. Which tells us that nobody can tell God what to do. Plain and simple, we cannot manipulate God. Then I show you when Jacob was about to die, he told Joseph, bring your boys. Who are these boys? They are my sons that God has blessed me with. Bring them to me. Jacob couldn't see anymore. So, as was a custom in the days of old, Joseph put Manasseh, who was the firstborn, on the right hand, and Ephraim on the left hand. Jacob crossed his hand. And then he blessed them. He blessed the younger instead of the old. And Joseph got upset. No, that's not like, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Ephraim is the younger. Yes, my son, I know it. Prophetic blessing. And Jacob prophesied that Ephraim would be greater than Manasseh, which is still true, and that Ephraim would become a multitude, which is still true. And the blessing that Abraham gave to Isaac, Ishmael was also blessed. Nevertheless, we were told that Ishmael would serve Jacob. And we were told that there would be rivalry between the two of them. This morning when I was showing the book of Esther, few people were surprised to hear that the book of Esther happens in Iran. Persia is what is today modern Iran. Artaxerxes, Esther's husband, was Iranian. But the Iranian girls cannot beat the beauty of the Jewish girls. They married the Jewish girl. And in Iran, the children of Ishmael wanted to get rid of the Jewish folks, their brothers. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
So God don't have respect for the person.
Amen.
The blessing that Abraham pronounced between Isaac and Ishmael is still good today. Amen. The blessings that Jacob pronounced between Ephraim and Manasseh is still good today. Yeah. I'm saying all this to say that we have examples on the patriarchs of the value and power of a father's blessing, of a parent's blessing. Then I showed you that David not only blessed his children, his household, he also blessed the people. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, refused to get his blessing, and as a result, she couldn't bear children till the day she died. Which means the rejection of a blessing can and might become a curse immediately. Are we together so far? Today, so I gave you the examples of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and his children, David, and I mentioned briefly that the Lord is a to show you a couple blessings that were given by God the Father as an example, and what were the results of those blessings in the life of the individuals. Number one, God blessed Adam and Eve. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. That's wrong, they should have a bigger lesson. Says the following. Genesis 1, 28 shows that God blessed Adam and Eve. Then God
blessed
and
filled
the earth and governed it. Reigned over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. So what you're saying, Richard? What I'm saying here is that when Adam and Eve were blessed by the Heavenly Father, there are, in every scripture that I'm going to show you today, a strong characteristic. When God blesses someone, there are few things that happen immediately. They become fruitful, they multiply, and they become prosperous. It's automatic. In this situation here, Adam and Eve were fruitful, were told to multiply, and above all, they were told to have dominion. Why was that? Because God spoke a blessing over them. Are you with me so far? And then God blessed them and said. The blessing was pronounced over Adam and Eve. Yes, God spoke a blessing over Adam and Eve. Why is this important? I'll tell you why it's important. Blessings are to be spoken, not thought or wished. Didn't hear what I said. Blessings are to be spoken. You did not understand this morning when they told you to open your hands. And I went around and I touched every hand and I blessed every hand. And there was one smart pants that thought, he can handle that. And I'm not going to say who was it, but I know because it was shown to me. Yes, I can. And you can do the same. I'm going to show you somewhere on the end of this meditation tonight. Then God blessed them and said, blessing is supposed to be spoken over the lives of our children, over the lives of our spouses, over the lives of our family members. You may be asking why it has to be spoken. Because according to Proverbs, life is
in
the power of the tongue. You got that?
Yes.
So sometimes we wish that our children would be blessed, but we don't say anything. Speak the blessing over your children. What kind of blessing? God, you give you the direction. Lord, I bless my child with salvation. I bless my child with understanding of God's word. I bless my child with fear of God. I bless my child with wisdom at school. I bless my child with the spirit of excellence to excel in everything my child does. I mean, there's a host of things that we can do. But blessing has to be spoken. Not wished or thought of. Are we still together?
Yes.
Brother Harry, can you give me the nearly inspired version of the same scripture? Say to them, same thing. What about the Backslider translation? I didn't check out the version, I was so excited about this. God bless them, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for fish, in the sea, birds in the air, and every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. Our blessings, when we speak blessings, God gives the examples for us to follow. When speak blessing, prosperity comes. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
One of the things that my mother always did, she was rough with me, but when the time came that I had to go on a trip, she always pulled me aside and she said, "May God go with you and prosper you in everything that you do." And I can't remember if there were trips that I went and it wasn't prosperous. It may have not been what I wanted it to be, but I always came up on the top. Folks, let's use the tone that God gave us in a positive way. Speak blessing over your children. The Father's blessing, now I'm addressing you, man, and if there's no man in the house, the parents' blessing supposed to bring fruitfulness and dominion. Brother Harry, give me the ESV here, please. Or David. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." The blessing of a parent supposed to bring fruitfulness and dominion. And let me tell you this, fruitfulness includes everything. From success in what you're doing to childbearing. Are we together so far?
Yes.
Parents, it lies on your lips, the power to bless your children. Spouses, it lies on your lips, the power to speak blessings over your spouses, over your parents, over your family members. Are we together so far?
Yes.
A father will do well to affirm the blessing and fruitfulness over the life of his children. You may say, "Well, I hear what you say, but sometimes I don't know what to say." Speak a prophetic word from the Bible. Brother Harry, can you put up there Psalms 1:3, and I need the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Psalms 1, verse 3. Watch this. You don't know what to say, and you can say something like, the Bible says that he is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, so what? How do I pray? How do I bless my child? My child, I pray that you bring fruit in and out of season. I pray that whatever you do, you will prosper. We've got the power in our tongue to bless our family members and have a different outcome in their lives. Then let's continue. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing that by the simple act of faith in speaking blessings over another person, we can activate God's power over their lives? Isn't that amazing? Just by speaking. And folks, let me tell you this. The spoken blessings do not only apply to fathers speaking blessings over their children. It applies to everyone. Because every one of us has the power to bless others in the name of the Lord. Listen to Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. I am in the backslider translation. I have a feeling that the backslider translation. Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. Read it for me. Laban said, "If you please, I have learned through divine feeling is, and I'm thinking, wow, do something for me. Turn to the person behind you and say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. With whatever you need. You know, it's so amazing. Laban come and say,
I have learned through divine inquiry that God has blessed me because of you. This is spoken blessings. That's not only limit to our children. In this case, he was a son-in-law blessing his father-in-law. Isn't that something? Example number two. God blesses Abraham. That is found in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Let's start 12:1. Genesis 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. Verse 2, I will make you a great nation. I will
bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others.
Isn't that something? When God blesses somebody, they not only become fruitful and multiply, they will also become famous. What? Yeah. How famous? Famous to the point that somebody will see something different about you. And they're going to start asking, how do you do that? That's when you say, my God has blessed me. Because the idea of the blessing is to turn people's on towards God. And for this reason, we should watch what we say to other people. Watch this. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. Yikes. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. When God calls one, he blesses them, he makes them famous. And God wants that blessed one to become a blessing to other people. In other words, God wants not only to bless you and I, but God wants to make you and I a blessing to other people. How? God will show you. God will give you wisdom to understand what he wants to do. But if you notice, in Genesis it says that God blessed Abraham, Adam and Eve, and he spoke a blessing over them, right? And the blessing was to be fruitful, to multiply, and to rule over, to have dominion. Over here, he blessed Abraham and told that he's going to make him a great nation. He's going to make him famous. And he's also telling him that other people will be blessed because of Abraham. And then he just stopped off by saying, if anybody treats you with contempt, I'm going to curse them. Isn't that something? How blessed it is to be blessed by God, huh? Then God also blessed Isaac. In the book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 11, God decided to bless Abraham's son. Genesis 25, 11. Read it with me. After Abraham's death,
God blessed his son Isaac, who settled near the Lord.
That is dead. That had already blessed his boy. And God confirmed that blessing by blessing the boy. Are you with me? God is honoring what daddy did. I want to show you a few things on this scripture here that you may never have heard about it. The name Be'er Lahai Roy has a significance. It means literally the well of the living one who beholds me. I'll say it again. That name, he settled near Be'er Lahai Roy. That sentence, Be'er Lahai Roy, means the well, W-E-L-L, the well of the living one who beholds me. There is a rich significance in the names of people and places in the Bible. In this case, Isaac dwell at the place of a special blessing where there were refreshing waters provided by the one who beholds him with divine favor. You may say, I don't understand. What do you mean? In the book of Genesis, the same book of Genesis, talking about Isaac, you jump one more chapter, chapter 26, verse 12. Be'er Lahai Roy, there was a well in there, and it's called a well of the one, of the living one who beholds me. There was a famine all over. But because God's blessing was upon Isaac, listen to what the Bible says. When Isaac planted his crop that year, did you see that?
Yes.
When the God blesses, you plant, you harvest, and you harvest how much? 100 times more than what you planted.
Amen.
So if this man planted 1,000 banana trees, he get the equivalent of 200 banana trees. Because God multiplied. Are you with me? When God's blessings is upon someone, there is multiplication. There is abundance. There is plentiness. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Folks, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless our families. And God wants us to learn with Him that when we bless our children, they will do well. They will increase. They will be successful. And when we bless our children, God will honor the blessing that we did. As we saw in the previous chapter, that after Abraham's death, God blessed Isaac. And God's blessing was so powerful that the man planted a crop and he harvested on the same year. And he got 100 times more. Good Lord. Well, guess what? God also blessed his son, Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, we find that at the time of Jesus' baptism, Matthew 3, 16 and 17. At the time of Jesus' baptism and inauguration into ministry, his heavenly Father blessed his Son. Read it with me. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dear beloved Son, who brings me great joy." Once again, we find the Heavenly Father speaking words of approval and to an extent blessing over his Son. Jesus was blessed with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. What for? equipping him for the miracle ministry, and I venture to say the sacrificial death that was ahead for him. So what's the new here? Well, I'll give you the news. And this is going to change your way of thinking about blessings. Usually we as parents, we tend to bless and to speak positive about the children that will do something good for us. Is that right? When we have a child that is always giving us headache, especially those butt heads that like to be butting head with us, we don't feel too much encouraged about blessing them. Is that correct? In this case here, I want you to pay attention to one thing. Jesus had not yet performed a single miracle. Are you with me? Jesus had not yet preached any sermon whatsoever. What's the deal? He was blessed by God for who he was, not what he had done. Is anybody with me here? So say again, what's the importance here? We have the tendency to bless the children that are doing well. And we have the tendency to bless the children that will listen, that will obey, and things like this. In this case here, God spoke great words of encouragement to his son before he had ever done a miracle, before he had ever preached a sermon. For a matter of fact, after he lives here, he performed his first miracle in Cana of Galilee, transforming water into wine. So what's the lesson? The lesson is the power to bless, to speak blessings of our children's life still remain in our lips. The guideline to bless our children is not because of their performance, but just for the fact that they are our children. Are you with me here? The power to bless our spouses is not because they are performing super duper. That comes without saying. But we bless them just for them being who they are. Am I getting through tonight? And I think this is an example for us to follow. Earthly fathers also should lay hand on his children, spouses, and impart the Holy Spirit upon their children. Have you ever thought about that? I don't want to ask how many of us have laid hands on our children and prayed for the Holy Ghost. Because I'm sure none of us did. You did?
Whenever I was first saved, I was so excited. I got my children who were they were in school. And I just told them about the Holy Spirit, prayed over them. My son received the Holy Spirit, but my daughter wouldn't do it.
There you go. So somebody's doing the homework. But it's a beautiful example. I was just thinking about this. He went, he was baptized, came out of the water. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost. And after he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, the Father spoke. He had done nothing as yet. Yet the Father spoke that he was well pleased over his boy. And he gave him the Holy Spirit. We as parents should lay hands on our children for them to receive the Holy Ghost. And what if they don't? That's none of your business. Just do what you're supposed to do. That's all. Janet did. One of the kids got it. The other didn't. Amen? When God blessed his children, something powerful always happened. people could see the difference. In the book of Genesis 26:29, we see a clear example of this. Read it with me. "Swear that you will not harm us, just as we have never troubled you. We have always treated you well, and we sent you away from us in peace. And look how the Lord has blessed you." Isn't that something? When God blessed one of his children, the blessing is visible. It's visible. In Genesis 30:30, there's another tremendous proof that when God blesses one of his child, people will notice that. Read it with me. Genesis 30:30. "You had little indeed before I came, but your wealth has increased enormously. The Lord has blessed you through everything I've done." Now, what about me? One day I can start provide for my own family. What is this? What are you talking about? Laban had 300 sheep, 500 sheep, when Jacob came to him. Because of Jacob, at the time of this conversation, Laban had about 10,000 sheep. Are we together? The power of blessing is in our lips. God has given us the example to follow. And we'd do a favor if we would follow the example given by God. There are two types of blessing. There is the personal prophetic blessing, which is the one that the parents speak over their children, spouses speak, husbands speak over their spouses. And there is the community blessing. In both of these blessings, God wants to have an intimate relationship with us. I spoke to you about the personal prophetic blessings, which are the blessings with which parents bless their children, husbands bless their wives. Now, the community blessings is the blessing that a priest will speak over the congregation. It's called priestly blessing. When the Levitical priesthood was established by God, the priests were instructed by God to bless the children of Israel. Are you with me so far? Brother Harry, can you put up the Numbers 6:23? And then we go to 24, 25, and 26. Numbers 6. 23. "Tell Aaron and his sons to God instructed the sons of Aaron, the priest, to bless the people. This is the community blessing. You following me so far? The first blessing we spoke over was the prophetic personal blessings, when we bless our children, spouses, and family members. Now God is saying, I'm establishing a priesthood among my people. They will be a tribe, all right, but they will have no land, nothing. I am their portion. And one of the things I want them to do is to bless my people. So Moses tell Aaron and his son to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. What was the special blessing? 24. "May the Lord bless you and protect you. I say keep you," which is the same. Yivarech cha Adonai ve'ish merecha. 25. "May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you." 26. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. This is the community blessing. God told Moses, instruct Aaron and his children to bless the people. So what's the big deal here? One of the duties of the priest is to bless the people of God. You with me? Now, Brother Harry, can you put up there 1 Peter 2, verse 9? One of the duties of the priest is to bless the people. On this scripture here, 1 Peter 2, 9, under the new covenant, we learn, but you are not like that, for you are chosen people. You are? And you are? God's very own possession. Let's stop right here. Over here, we learn that we are priests. That we are God's very own possession. So what's the big deal? Every believer supposed to be a blesser to other people. As God took Levi, the sons of Aaron, to bless the people with that blessing, on the new covenant, you and I became those priests. It says we are a royal priesthood. Therefore, it is your task and my task to bless other people around us. Are you with me here? So not only you can pronounce that blessing over your family, you can pronounce that blessing over other people because you are a royal priest. Did you know that I am from the tribe of Levi, Aaron's descent? My mother's family used to sing on the temple from the days of Solomon until the destruction of the temple in 73 AD. Does it make me better than anybody? Actually not. It's actually the opposite. It's worse because the responsibility is always bigger. I've got the power to bless anybody because I'm part of the tribe of Levi, and under the new covenant, I'm a royal priesthood. You are descendant of Abraham by faith. And under the new covenant, you are also part of this royal priesthood. Therefore, you have the power to bless other people. So what's the conclusion, preacher? I believe that the Christian church is missing a lot by not using this power given to us. And I'm not talking about that mechanic nonsense. Hi, God bless you. Hi, God bless you. Hi, God bless you. That meaningless stuff. You know what I mean? You're just saying this because everybody's saying, you're just repeating because you want to be nice. I'm talking about stopping, you know, holding somebody's hand or laying your hands on somebody and pronouncing a blessing, expecting that that blessing will come through. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I bless every one of you with divine visitation. Amen. I bless each one of you with divine understanding, supernatural enlightenment of the scriptures. You are already healthy. May you continue to be in health. May you continue to prosper as you so prosper. I bless you with new understanding, new revelation of God and His Word. And I bless you with the desire of blessing your children, blessing your spouses, and blessing each other in the congregation. Because at the end of the day, you are a royal priest. Use the power of the tongue. Speak life and blessing into everyone else's life. God bless you.